Hey, have you guys checked out Make Crate yet? Our family just started using our new Make Crate, and it's so awesome. Make Crate is a fun, hands-on electronics kit paired with an online platform to teach your kids coding fundamentals and engineering skills. You can make electronic games, instruments, clocks, a burglar alarm, and lots more fun stuff. And best of all, there's no technical expertise required. Order your Make Crate today at makecrate.club/sr. Again, go to makecrate.club/sr to learn more and be sure to thank them for providing the transcript for this week's podcast. Welcome to a bonus episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I got to record this episode with Abby Ranella and Karen DeBuse several weeks ago for a virtual homeschool conference, and that conference is over and we are now free to share it. So for those of you who missed it during the conference, you get to hear it now on the podcast. We talk about the why, who, and how of homeschooling. I think you are going to be so encouraged by this episode. This is part one. Listen next week again for part two. Have a great day. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. I am so excited to be here with you today. I am the host of Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution. It is a feature-length documentary that is currently in production. And I'm also the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am mom to my two amazing daughters and wife to my husband for 24 years now, and we are in our 8th year of homeschooling.
Hi, everybody. I'm Karen DeBuse from Simply Living for Him, and I am the host of the Simply Living for Him podcast. I'm also the author of several homeschooling books and the owner of simplylivingforhim.com, which is a ministry to encourage all people to live more simply, whether it's in your homeschool or in your life. I also have 4 children. We've been homeschooling since my oldest was entering kindergarten, and now she's just getting ready to graduate.
And I'm Abby Ranella from His Calling, Our Passion, and I write and speak for different homeschool organizations, and you can find me over at abbyranella.com. I'm the mom of 3 awesome kids. We've been homeschooling from the beginning. Above all, a follower of Jesus and the wife to Jesse Ranella.
Oh, we are so glad to be with you today. We have been praying about this session and just really excited to come together and encourage you as homeschool parents, whether you're a mom or a dad, and just talk about some of the reasons why we've chosen to homeschool. So we're going to answer 3 questions today. We're going to answer the why of homeschooling, the who of homeschooling, and the how of homeschooling. And so let's start out. I would love to talk with you, Karen, because you've been through it now for 12 years. Your oldest is graduating high school this mm-hmm. year. And so I would love for you to tell kind of your story about how you began homeschooling and why you have chosen to homeschool.
Okay, great. So I was an unlikely homeschooler, an accidental homeschooler. I never intended to homeschool, but God had other plans. I really believe that He called us to this journey. So when my daughter was just turning 5, and you know, getting to that time to register her for kindergarten, I was absolutely 100% never thought about anything else. She would just go to school. The school was right around the corner from our home at that time. And so it just seemed like that was the next natural step. And I walked into the school building to register her for kindergarten. And as soon as I walked in, something happened to me that I have yet to be able to really describe in words. But I sort of became overwhelmed and panicked and almost physically ill. And all I could think of was, she's not going here. And it was really confusing because I had no idea where that was coming from. And so I registered her because I didn't want to look weird and turn around and get off the line. But I really felt like deep down, she's not going here. And so I left that day and I was crying and I had my other children with me. And, you know, I started to talk to some people about what was going on. And they were all saying, it's the first time jitters. Once you put her in school, you're going to see how you have so much time to yourself next year. And I really felt like that wasn't it. It was not the first time jitters. There was like this deep sense of, she's not going here. However, the really interesting part of this story is I had no idea what else I would do. I didn't really know much about homeschooling back then. I really only knew like the Duggars on TV. That was my perception of homeschooling. And so that wasn't like an option to me. And I knew that private school would be way too expensive. And I didn't know what it was. And there were many reasons why I felt like I didn't want her to go there. But ultimately, God really called me. I started to really pray about it. And a few people approached me and said, have you thought about homeschooling? And I was like, no, because that's not something we're going to do. And so it really started, though, to like chase me down. Mm-hmm. God started to chase me down, because I think deep down, I did sort of admire what I knew about homeschooling, but I just thought that's not for us. And so all of a sudden, it started to appear everywhere. Like, I would run into someone in the grocery store and they'd be like, oh, hey, how are you? What are you up to? Oh, I started homeschooling. And I'd be like, okay. I'd like open a magazine and there'd be an article about homeschooling. I'd see something on TV about homeschooling. It started to really just appear. And so when I really started to research it, I thought it sounded like a great option, but I still felt like it wasn't something for us. But I prayed about it. And here's where, you know, the answer is the who. It's who God calls, because I really felt that when we prayed about it, my husband and I sought scripture, we prayed about it, that God was really calling us to do this. And I know deep down 100% he was calling us. However, sometimes when he calls you to do something, you don't want to do it. I really knew he was calling us to do it, but I didn't want to at all. And so the more I searched the scriptures, the more I knew that this was a calling. However, we had one more obstacle. My parents, my mother in particular, has always worked in public schooling, and I knew she'd be very upset. And so when I went and finally let them know what we were doing, it was far worse than I ever dreamed. I mean, they almost disowned me, I feel like, over it. I mean, that's a strong word, but in my mind, I thought that would happen. I mean, they were like, you will not do this. You will ruin our grandchildren. And I was like, I have to do what God's calling me to do. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard, because I fought with God. Like, I know I have to follow you. And I know it says in the scriptures, follow you and not man. But these are my parents. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to please our parents. Mm-hmm. But I decided to take that leap of faith and do that for that 1 year when it seemed absolutely crazy. But, you know, God was definitely calling me. And I figured we'll do it for 1 year and get it out of my system, and I'll answer God for 1 year. And here we are 13 years later, and those very same parents who were so against it are now our biggest cheerleaders. They are 100% on board. God has completely changed their hearts, but it took about 10 years until they were accepting. And not only accepting, now they're like telling everybody, our daughter homeschools. You know? So I really feel that God called me to homeschool. It was never something about me and my decision. And I have seen how he has worked through this whole situation. I mean, forget the schooling part, just in our family. Mm-hmm. And it's showing me that when you really follow him, he's got the whole thing under control.
Yeah, I love that story so much. you know, when we started homeschooling, it's so interesting because our why has changed so much. And mm-hmm. Abby, you and I have talked a whole lot about our whys. But when we very first started, it was because we were fearful of the public school that my daughter would have gone into. And it was more of a, we were fearful for her physically to go into this school. It was not in a great neighborhood, and she just wouldn't have been safe to go to this school, we felt. And so that was kind of our initial reason. And then we went to a homeschool convention that summer before she was 4 years old, and we went to this homeschool convention, and we were invited by some friends, and we were like, well, let's just check it out. As a matter of fact, I remember thinking, like, you guys have a convention for homeschoolers? That's so weird.
That's weird.
It's really weird. And we went, and that weekend alone, the scales just fell from our eyes. And I'm so thankful that the Lord just opened our eyes up to what homeschooling is. And the reason that we had said we would never do it was because we had so many misconceptions about what homeschooling was. We believed all the negative stereotypes. We thought, you know, I thought, well, I hated school as a kid, so why would I want to do it more? And then why would I want to homeschool my kids? And I mean, we just had so many good reasons that we thought were good reasons. And we're so grateful that the Lord changed our hearts about it, because now, 8 years later, we look back over what God has done over the past 8 years, and our why has really changed, like I said. And now our why has really become because there's so much happening in our culture. I mean, I know we all see it. It's all around us. You can't ignore it, even if you try. And we really believe that revival begins in the home. And as Christian parents, we have such a great opportunity to be able to speak truth into the hearts of our children. You know, you think of Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7, and you hear homeschoolers talk about this all the time, but you know, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. And basically what that's saying is all day long, you get to do this. You get to speak truth into the hearts of your kids, and you get to teach them to love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind. And so that is why we have continued to homeschool, because it gives us the opportunity to be able to be the ones to shepherd our kids and disciple them and train them the way that we feel God has called us to train them. We're not perfect by any means. You know, we screw up all the time. but the great thing about that is that it's not us doing it. It's the Lord doing his work through us, because we're simply willing to be obedient to what he's called us to do. And so it's good. Mm-hmm. I was actually just talking with a friend of mine about this today, and we're saying it's great that we're inadequate and that we feel so ill-equipped to homeschool our kids, because if we felt like we had it all figured out, we wouldn't need God to come alongside of us and help us fill in all the gaps and help us figure out this homeschooling thing and this parenting thing and this marriage thing. God does his work through us. All we have to be willing is to just say okay and be obedient. So that has become the reason not why we started, but why we continue on this journey of homeschooling. So Abby, how about you?
Well, I was actually came from a line of public school teachers, and I was a public school teacher myself. I went to college and was trained to teach in public school, and I taught in both private Christian school and public school for years. And then when I became pregnant with my first, the minute I held that little girl in my hand, I realized this is my child. This isn't anybody else's child. And my husband said to me, I was working full time. And so the initial decision was, do I come home? And it was a no-brainer. He said, God didn't give us these kids for someone else to raise. Mm. And so when our first turned five, that truth that he spoke didn't change. All of a sudden, just because she's five, it didn't change that, well, now it's someone else's turn to raise. And it wasn't that I had a bad experience in the public school as a teacher. It's just that I raised 26 other kids every day, not their parents. And now God gave me my kids, and it was my turn to raise my own children. And so that's how it started with us. And then, like you said, it kind of morphed for you. I truly was passionate about being home with my kids. I know not everybody, it's not their, I don't know how they're wired. They don't love it the way I love it, but I love being with my kids. Yeah. But then we had to go to God's word and say, there's got to be more, because I'm sure there's going to be days where I don't love changing diapers. I'm sure that's coming. And so when we went to God's word, just over and over and over, it pointed us to, this is God's design. This is God's design. Every time God talks about children, he's talking to the parents, train up your children in the way they should go. You know, teach them when they lie down and when they get up. It's all to the parents. Other than when he was speaking to the disciples who were trying to keep the children from him. But when he's talking to the parents, he says, you know, teach them and train them. And so we just realized, you know, this is awesome. We love it, but it's also God's plan and his design. And so that's what's kept us through the harder times when it hasn't been all joy and wonderful and laughter. But when we're obedient to God, that's where the blessings are. So that's kind of where we started. And I have a story similar to Karen's, that my parents were both educators. And when we said homeschool, they thought weird. And they just couldn't wrap their heads around it. They trusted us as parents, but they really had a hard time wrapping their heads around it. But eventually they're sold out. Like, they tell everybody, I think, on the road sharing about homeschool and how much they love it and how great it is. So that's our journey. And that's our why is God's word. It's pretty clear in there that this is what he's called us to do. And so that's how we do it. And another struggle I had is for the who is called to homeschool. So many people say, oh, well, you have the college degree to do so. And, oh, you have the state certification to do so. And honestly, that was my greatest struggle. That was the greatest thing I had to overcome to be a homeschool mom, because I was bringing the system into my home. And I had a dear friend say to me one day, you might as well ship your kids out and go get a cup of coffee if you're just going to read, if you're just going to bring that into your house. So nowhere in God's word does it say that you need a certification, and nowhere does it say that you need to have a college degree to do this. Mm-hmm. It says that as parents, through him, we're called to do it. So that means everybody, that means every parent that has a child, God will equip to teach and train their children in righteousness.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you saying that, because I spoke at a homeschool group this week, in fact, and there was a woman there just thinking about homeschooling. And she said to me, but I don't have a college degree. Like, that was the first thing she said to me.
And I say, praise the Lord.
And I said, you know what? I haven't been asked that question in a long time, but I remember in the early years getting that question a lot. Once in a while, when people find out I homeschool, they say, do you have a degree? And I was always like, you know, caught off guard, but I'm like, but I'm their mom, you know?
Yeah.
And, and I remember thinking, and I said to this woman the other day, you know, public school training or a trained teacher is completely different. It's like comparing apples and oranges. It's completely different to what we're doing at home.
Yeah.
So we don't need the college degree. I said, plus there's so much resources, you know, so many things available. But honestly, if somebody out there is new to homeschooling or just thinking about it and they're thinking, well, I can't, I'm not the person cut out for this because I'm not a teacher. You know, I want to, like, so grateful you brought that up, 100%, you know, encourage them. Absolutely, you can. You know, when I first decided to homeschool and told my mom, and she said, you're not organized enough, you're not disciplined enough, you weren't a teacher, you didn't even like school, you know, same thing. And how are you going to do this? And I was like, you know what, let me introduce you to my God, because I cannot do this. And you're right, I'm not organized enough, I'm not disciplined enough. I wasn't a trained teacher, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. But God is calling me and he will equip me. And I have seen, and I feel like I can finally say that we're at the end of the road, at least for my first one, you know, instead of saying, oh, we did it. I'm like, he did it.
Yeah.
He did it. He is faithful. He did it. So it's such an exciting time. But I would say if anybody out there is thinking that they don't fit the who, you know, that like they're not, you know, I mean, I remember thinking the same thing, but looking back over this journey, God is calling you, and he'll use different circumstances to call each one of us. You know, we're all in different circumstances, or we all have different reasons, but ultimately it's because it's a calling. I really believe that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
One of the
things, and like I said, I had to shed that degree. So parents ask me that all the time, or they say it's hard for me, because they say, well, you can do it because you have that.
Right.
And I say the only thing you need is a love for your kids and the Bible. Honestly, that's all you need is God's word. And the years I had to in training, I mean, 4 years in intensive training to be a teacher, I spent 4 years on how to fit kids into a box that then I'd enter the classroom and go, none of them fit in that box anyway. You know, they're all designed and gifted with different gifts and talents that God has given them. And no amount of training is going to give you the ability to teach that. It's only going to be, Karen, like you said, by the hand of God, and a love for your own children, knowing and loving your own children. And you might not be organized and you might not love to lesson plan, but the reality is that's the mom that God gave your kids, and those are the kids that God gave you. And so he perfectly meshes those things together, and there's no piece of paper that any state can ever give you that qualifies you any more than the God who created both us and our children qualifies us. He's the one that qualifies us.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
I love
that's a big question we get a lot.
yeah and the truth is that there are, like you said, Abby, you used to teach in the public school system and you loved your students. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of really good teachers out there in any school, you know, private school, public school. There are some excellent teachers, excellent administrators who really love the Lord. But nobody knows your kids the way that you do. And no one loves them as much as you do, because they're your kids and you know them. You know their quirks. You know their gifts. You know their, you know, shortcomings. You know the things that they struggle with. And no matter how much a teacher might love them, that teacher cannot take time out of their day with 30 plus students in a classroom to focus on the character of your child. As much as they might want to, they just can't. Mm-hmm. And so as parents, we have that great opportunity and privilege that we get to be the ones to train their character and to, you know, just care for them and love them and raise them up the way that God has created them to be. And, you know, we tell our girls all the time, God made them on purpose and for a purpose. And God has a great purpose for each one of our children and for us as well. And so as parents, you know, part of our purpose, whether you homeschool or don't, part of our purpose is to train up our children. Well, are you leaving that to someone else to do, or do you get to take that responsibility and do it yourself? You know, both of you have already talked about the who of homeschooling. And I think that there are so many misconceptions still, even though homeschooling is growing by leaps and bounds, which is really exciting. There still is this misconception that only a certain group or certain type of person can homeschool. And, you know, maybe they have a certain look, or maybe they have a certain, you know, financial status, or whatever that ideal might be in your mind. And the fact of the matter is, God calls all of us to train up our children. And so we all are called to do this. And it's something that God will give us the ability to do when we allow him.
And I think we have to say yes, because God often doesn't. We have to show our obedience and our yes before he starts showing us how it's going to happen. When
absolutely.
My daughter was five, he didn't give me the plan. I mean, Karen's graduating her first, and I'm sure she didn't have the whole plan.
Not at all.
You know, but she said yes, and God gave her the steps. And that's how we're at now, is I don't know the plan. We didn't even know financially how I would come home, but we didn't need to see God's blueprint before we said yes. We said yes and trusted, because he said he will do it. He said he will do it. And so I think I want to encourage parents to say, don't wait until you see the 10-year plan or the 18-year plan. And Karen's great to have here, because she's there. She's at the end that we're all going for, but she didn't know the plan from the beginning. She just knew God's plan, and that she would just follow in obedience to that, and that, and trusted him.
And
it worked, right?
Oh my goodness. He has blown the doors off our plans. Like, you know what I mean? It was, all right, we'll do this. We'll do it maybe for 1 year and then try it again and again. Did I know that I would have a whole ministry birthed out of, you know, homeschooling, or that, you know, just our family's journey? I can't even wrap my brain around it, you know, but had he told me all that back then, you know, you don't even really get a glimpse. It's like, just do it. This is a homeschooling journey for us was one of the times, like the biggest times in my life and in my walk with the Lord, where I can say that I truly stepped out in obedience, not having a clue what was going on. And I often tell the story how a homeschooling mom had talked to me about homeschooling back then when I was sort of on the fence. I didn't know anything about it. And she had me over for lunch, and she kind of told me about homeschooling. And then she gave me her kindergarten curriculum that she had like hand me down from her daughter. And I thought, great, God told me to do it, and now I have a curriculum. And I often look back at that and I laugh, and I wish I had that childlike faith, because I didn't know there was anything else. I didn't know there was any other curriculum. You know, it's just so funny that she gave me this and I was like, good, we're ready to go. I didn't research. I didn't compare online. I didn't even go online. I didn't know, you know, there was no Facebook and all that stuff. There wasn't conventions that I was aware of. And so, you know, once I told somebody, oh, we're using this curriculum because my friend gave it to me. And she said, oh, you are? Did you know there's others? I was like, no, I didn't. And then the CBD catalog came, and then the internet exploded. And then I started to, you know, but I look back at that and I'm like, it was like you said, a Bible and God said so. You know, listen to God and do what he says, right? And that's what it was. It was like, I need to often remind myself over these years of that childlike faith I had. It's an absolute step of obedience, and you do not see the full picture. You're not supposed to. And I never would have believed it if I had seen the full picture, you know,
or done it maybe.
I never would have, you know, believed it. I never would have imagined. So, and even as we've gotten to the end of these years, at least for my daughter, you know, this year, we were not knowing what was going to happen after this year. Like, what happens after homeschooling? Is it college? Is it a gap year? Is it no college? Is it community college? And it was that very same principle I went back to, like, guess what? We don't know, but God does. And our job is to wait and to keep seeking him, and he will, you know, have the plans unfold. So we often do not at all get the full picture. So if you're out there and you're thinking about it, or you're in the middle of it and you're ready to quit, just keep following God.
And seek first the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Yes, that's our life
and
first.
And he will,
yes, he will provide everything and more than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
So many great things. There's so much freedom in being willing to just follow what God has called us to do. with this. So, so let's talk about the how of homeschool. And when I say the how, I don't mean that let's show you how to come up with a schedule and you start at 7 o'clock in the morning and you do math for 30 minutes and then you take a little break. And because the thing is that we've all, you know, recognized in our own families, and like you talked about, Abby, is that homeschooling is not bringing the classroom into your home. And a lot of parents who are just coming into homeschooling, like we all did, think that that's what it is. We think we need to set up the desks and we need to have our perfect schedule and we need to make it look like school was as we knew it growing up, because it's all we know. It's what makes sense to us. And it's really hard to break out of that mold. And there certainly needs to be some sort of structure to your day, but it's not the classroom in your home. It can't be. There's actually not a possible way to do that, because life still happens all around schooling. You still have doctor's appointments and you have grocery shopping and you have lunches and dinners to make and you have sick kids. And there are so many interruptions, and not bad interruptions, but things that just interrupt our day that we have to learn to work around. But the great thing is that's life. And so we're teaching our kids at the same time that we're educating them academically, we're teaching them how to deal with life issues. And I felt like, I remember when I got married, I was young, we had just turned 20, and I felt very ill-equipped for life. Like I didn't quite know what to do. I remember going to the grocery store and I was like, I don't know what kind of meat to buy. Like I actually don't know how to purchase meat because I don't know what to do with it, because my parents always cooked. And so it's great. You know, my 13-year-old now, she can cook a full meal, many of them. I can just say, you know, honey, can you go make dinner? And she will go into the kitchen and make a full meal for the whole family. And it's I could never have done that at 13.
Right.
And so when we talk about the how of homeschooling, what have you found with your families? You know, what is your kind of, how does it roll with you?
I would say exactly what you just said. It is not, we're not teaching for a test. We're teaching mm-hmm. for real life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always feel like I just want my kids to be equipped for life. And, you know, we have done it all over the years, you know, from trying to schedule in 15-minute increments yeah. and trying to stay up with all that to let's have no schedule. And in the end, it's always been just what works for us is a happy medium, you know, mm-hmm. having like a outline of our day, but knowing it's so important to know that life is part of the curriculum. Mm-hmm. You know, every year, especially at this time of the year, homeschooling families, like, whenever I speak at this time of the year and I bring this up, they all start cracking up because they know it's true. Every year, this time of the year, every homeschool mom is like, that's it. This year is done. You know, this year is over. It's a wash. I'm yeah. dead burnout. But next year's the year I'm going to get it all together. And I'm like, guess what? 13 years, haven't gotten it all together. There has not been a perfect year yet, right? Yeah. Like, every year something has happened, whether it was job loss, or one year we had 5 deaths in as little of the same amount of months. I mean, it was a horrible year. We've had, you know, great things happen, births of babies. We've had family emergencies. We've had so many things to deal with. But yet I feel like you said, our kids have seen how to live life by being mm-hmm. immersed in life. You know, people would say to me early on, well, how are your kids going to be prepared for the real world? I'm like, they're in the real world yeah. every single day, right? It's an immersion classroom. They're, yep. When we moved, they learned about mortgages and inspections, mm-hmm. you know, they knew more and they know more now, like you said, than I ever did as a young adult or a teenager. And so, you know, the curriculum is, I believe, so secondary. Mm-hmm. I believe God will work with whatever you choose as long as you're following him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to choose a schedule and a rhythm that works for your family. But ultimately, it goes back to what we said before. It's all about following God mm-hmm. and not relying on curriculum, not relying on a style, not relying on a method of homeschooling to make your homeschool successful. It's merely relying on God yeah, and he will work no matter what you choose, no matter what style, what method. If mm-hmm. I had used that little kindergarten curriculum that somebody gave me, you know, the point is if we're following God, we cannot go wrong.
Yep,
and right. that's how to homeschool. Follow God, awesome. Do what he says.
And I think God already has a path laid out for our kids. I mean, his word mm-hmm. says that he has a plan for them, a plan for good and not evil. And I think sometimes as moms, we carry that weight. Like I cannot miss fractions. I just realized my daughter the other day, I'm like, you are not on top of fractions the way I thought you were. And it's like, we carry that weight. They've got to have every standardized. And I know new moms come in feeling like, how am I going to do it all? And if we take ourselves, I think we give ourselves more credit than we should. It's God has a plan for my kids. And if I miss something, that's not going to derail God's plan for my kids. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. And as long as my kids are pointed to Christ, if they never learn fractions under my home, and I'm not suggesting that, but if they don't, and God has a plan for them that includes fractions, mm-hmm. He's going to give them what they need. And I think sometimes our pride sneaks in to say, well, I have to do this and I can do this and it's up to me. Mm-hmm. And we carry that, which leads to anxiety. But really it's pride that says, I can either make or break my kids. And as long as we are obeying God's word, which really it doesn't talk about math and language, it talks about his word and teaching and training and righteousness. As long as we're doing that, he's going to add all those other things into it.
Absolutely.
So like you said, if we use the worst curriculum out there, God can still use that. He's God, for crying out loud. He's God. He can use anything. And so it isn't this debate of the different kinds of schooling and the different kinds of curriculum. As long as we're focused on where we need to be focused on, mm-hmm. and trust our children. And my husband always tells me, as much as you love your kids, God loves them more. And he has a plan for them. And they're going to succeed at whatever he has planned for them, which might be different than our thoughts, as long as they're seeking him. So that takes a lot of weight off of our shoulders as a mom too.
Yeah.
To just be able to breathe and say, today, we're going to spend today together. We're going to get done what we can get done, but we're going to do life together and glorify God. And there'll be fruit in that.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to listen next week for part two.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.